The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. You know, God's redemptive purposes, God's purposes in redeeming his people to himself are found in the book of Exodus. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandment and my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine." That is our anchor scripture. It's the foundation of God's people and God's family and how we are going to rediscover what God's original intent was for the church. And that's Exodus 19, 3 and 5. There are only two primary objects of redemption as revealed in these words of God to Israel: a direct personal relationship with God. First, notice what God said about the actual act of redemption. Here's what he said. He says, "You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." That's verse 4. And this scripture reveals that God brings the redeemed to himself. His first purpose in redemption is to bring his redeemed people into a direct personal relationship with him. It is surprising how few people in the Old Testament period seem to grasp this concept. They were interested in the law, the material blessings, and the promised land. They were looking at things, which is why most of them missed out on a wonderful, direct, personal relationship with God. Even today, many people do not seem to fully understand that the primary purpose of God is to bring us to himself. Everything else, my brother, my sister, my listener, is secondary. The primary thing is a direct personal relationship with God. And God has a redemptive purpose. God has a redemptive agenda. And we find that. Don't take my word for it. Read it to yourself. Get to understand Exodus 19, verses 3 through 5. And it talks about his purposes in redeeming his people to himself. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel. We're part of that sons of Israel company at this hour. And God has a message for us. He wants us to understand up close and personal a direct appeal for our attention, so we understand what he did to the Egyptians and how he takes us and bears us on eagle's wings and brings you, brings me to himself.